welcome to Fat 007.
And you're with Dan and Dave on Potty Royale.
Well, unfortunately, Dan...
It's a very poor intro you got.
Dan can't be with us for this particular episode of Potty Royale. Unfortunately, he's a bit sick at the moment. He just can't be with us at the moment. So I'm actually joined by the world famous. They've just flown in from the UK. They've performed a big gig. They've got jet lag. They've been taking some weird substances.
Especially Sledge over there.
Tammy and the Wolverines. Welcome, boys. Hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
No worries.
Okay, we've got Sledgehammer here.
Just Sledge, thanks.
Okay, we've got Sledgehammer. We've got Billy Fury.
Billy Fury, that's my name.
Billy Fury shows a little bit too much of his belly.
I'm Danny. Hello.
G'day, Danny.
Right, I'm Vincent.
Vincent, and I was just at your gig and I noticed that there was five of you.
Yeah, Lucius, he's not here with you.
I think he's been
snorting something.
Something, maybe puffing the magic dragon.
Not really. No. Not that sort of band.
He just can't put himself away from the mirror.
That sort of band where we're on the press anyway.
We don't encourage that sort of behaviour.
Tell us about some of your influences. You guys obviously don't dress as if you're living in this millennium. What's going on there?
What do you mean?
No.
It's
definitely...
We're in the 80s, aren't we?
We're in the 80s.
We pretty much stopped at 1985.
That was the pinnacle of human existence. And we choose... to aspire to that and give it allegiance.
What are some of your memories? Like, you know that you're not really in the 80s, okay? You know that you're not really in the 80s, is what I'm saying. What are some of your highlights of the 80s?
Well, here's one thing I do. Can I tell you?
Yeah, go for it, Billy. You look a lot like a friend of mine.
Do I?
My brother-in-law.
He's good. I've heard about him. He's good looking. What one thing we do is we watch... over and over, Back to the Future episodes. Because Back to the Future 1 came out in 1985 with The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News. Oh, you know that song?
I do.
It's the power of love.
See, we're just naturals. Like, just, pick it up just like that. Like,
you just got to feel the music flow through your veins. And it's just amazing.
Well, I didn't choose to be a musician. Musicianship chose me.
Yeah. That's become a proverb for Tammy and the band, Tammy and the Wolverines. It's kind of a proverb.
Now, who is Tammy?
Well, there's a bit of Tammy in all of us, really.
Yeah.
So there is no actual Tammy?
No.
That's just a random name?
Yeah. We were rocking out one day in the shed, and we just, like, get into the pinnacle. We're sweating here. And then we just all yelled out, Tammy. At the one time.
Can you give me a demonstration? You don't need the sweat.
Tammy!
And that was it.
It was just.
And then Wolverines, that was a weird story.
Is that from X-Men? Have you heard of X-Men?
Not quite.
X-Men. It's a really popular series.
We're watching a bit
like
something
Toxic
like
Crusader.
That. But then this. The funny thing is that this Wolverine jumped through the window and started
howling.
Howling
the microphone.
Grabbed Billy's belly.
We wanted to join the band because at that stage we actually were looking for another guitarist. But, you know.
He had trouble with his claws.
Yeah. Exactly. Couldn't play.
He just couldn't let go of Billy's belly, really.
Yeah.
Billy's belly, he couldn't let go of it.
Yeah. So we had to toss him away and then we thought we named a band after him.
That's right. So Tammy and the Wolverines, how long have you been playing together?
Oh, centuries, mate.
Centuries?
Yeah.
Are you living in reality?
Everyone knows us.
Like, 1985 was 20 years ago, so you do the math.
Because we can't. Didn't make it past the
age. It was 22 years ago, in fact.
Yeah. You do the math.
So tell us, what you're not from Australia, is that correct? What country are you from?
UK, okay. He's
London.
The UK's my country. Which part of UK?
From England. Motherland. Hey.
All of a sudden, except Lucius, he's Welsh.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
So he talks a bit weird.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Tell us about how you've been finding Australia so far. You haven't been here long. What have you noticed about the place?
Oh, just everyone speaks funny, don't they?
What do you mean by that, mate?
I'm not your lover. What is that weird? I mean, why do you keep calling me your mate?
And why do your rats jump so much? And they're real big.
Oh, they're called kangaroos.
Kangaroos?
Kangaroos, mate.
Kangaroos.
Kangaroos, mate.
Kangaroos, mate.
Just call them roos.
Rose.
Kangaroos.
Rose. I had a girlfriend once called Rose.
I think you got her.
Right? Oh, I remember her.
Yeah. She rode a motorbike.
Lucius remembers
right through my window. Yeah.
I think we all remember her.
Right, so these kangaroos, right?
What are you saying?
Nothing, mate.
She was just a very lovely girl, that's all.
Yeah, that's all. She had a pretty face, unforgettable, really.
Tell us about your camp that you're running here, Dave.
Yeah. What are you laughing for, mate?
I don't know where Lucius is.
Where is Lucius?
Tell what are your reflections on religion? What do you think about God and stuff? Is there a God? What's God? Who's God?
Lots of guys we've played with think that Rock is God.
What do you think? Do you think Rock is God?
No.
Don't know. No, we think God is Rock.
If there is something that That's has profound. Created Rock, it has to be a God.
Yeah.
The God.
The God, in fact, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we've actually been on a camp this week.
We've been
talking on this particular camp about how there's one true and living God, and that's Jesus. Do you know much about Jesus?
We've heard a bit about him. Tell us a bit more.
Jesus, my homeboy.
We said T-shirts. Madonna, our mate Madonna was wearing them.
Had a lot of banners with Jesus, John 3:6, at lots of concerts.
Yeah. Tell us a bit.
We've been talking about how to turn away from idols, so people turn away from rock stars.
You better watch yourself then, we might get idolized because we're beautiful.
Yeah, but it's not our fault, is it?
Yeah, not really, but we're stunning.
Idolatry chose us.
that's
so true. I like it.
You so like that.
Tell us about some of your influences musically.
Hey,
Lucius!
Is that Ben White down there?
Hey, Lucius!
We're
wasting
time, mate!
We told him how you're Welsh!
Always a Welsh. Always a Welsh,
eh? Always a Welsh lad, Lucius.
Here he comes.
Hey, Lucius!
Oh,
check
he's stumbling.
Hello. He's had a few too many.
Lucius, tell us your life story.
Sit down.
And remember, you're Welsh. We told him you're Welsh.
Welsh.
And Rose.
Where's the Welsh go? Is that Welsh?
I don't know. You know, you're from Wales.
Yeah, we'll just go like this, you see.
Tell us what instrument you play with, Lucius.
Mainly the guitar, but I've known to bust out on the lead vocals and the drums and a bit of bass guitar, but yeah.
We like to spread around. Spread like butter, we do.
Spread like butter.
Yeah, the band is like a piece of bread, all the instruments, and we just spread ourselves over it, just like butter.
Fantastic.
So you were telling us about Jesus.
Oh, listen to some other episodes to find out about it.
All right.
Now, we've been on the particular camp that we've been on. Hey, you guys could become Christians.
What?
What?
Tell me in the Wolverines, we're going to become Christian. Awesome. Okay, let me tell you about Jesus.
Okay,
all of us have rejected God. Okay.
Shut up.
God's a creator. He created rock and roll. God gave rock and roll to us. Put it in the souls of everyone. Okay.
There you go.
The creator of rock and roll. He's the creator of everything, okay? He's the God of the universe. No. But you know what? In our stupidity, you guys, me, everyone, we've actually rejected the God of rock and roll.
No way.
Okay. So you're saying...
Not Tammy.
I'm not saying you suck. I'm saying you're just not very good. Okay? You don't know.
How have we rejected him?
Well, you've tried to run life your way. You've ignored him.
Sometimes I do things that I probably shouldn't do, I guess.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And anyway, this is crazy.
I thought this was serious.
We're just trying to have a serious conversation.
You Aussie people just laugh all the
time. Okay, you got the picture. Okay, there's a God. The God that created rock and roll is the God that created the heavens and the earth, created everything.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and all of us, in some different ways, we've rejected that God. You guys have, I have, you know. Hand up if you've been perfect. Lucius, hand down.
And when you're putting your hand up, remember Rose, won't you?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
no, Rose.
I definitely
have not been. She's unforgettable, that Rose. Well. And anyway, the creator of rock and roll, his name's God, okay? We've rejected him, okay? We haven't let him always be God. We've tried to be God ourselves. You guys try to be God every night on the stage.
That's true. Yeah?
Oh, he is God on the lead guitar.
That is true.
I think he's lying.
But God loves us that much that what he actually did is he came down as a man. He came down as Jesus. You would have heard about Jesus. People sing about Jesus. Jesus is my homeboy t-shirt.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
For the Bible tells me so. Can you sing that together? Can you sing that?
Do you know that one? Yeah. All right, on the count of four. One, two, three.
Jesus loves me, this I know. The Bible tells me so. I am weak, but he is strong.
Wait, wait, follow me, follow me.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Let me tell you more. Okay.
Keep listening to the funny bit.
We'll give you some air time.
He laughs a lot.
Okay. There's the creator of rock and roll, right? We've rejected him. We haven't let him always be God. We've tried to be God. But Jesus loves us so much that he stepped onto the planet, okay? He lived a perfect life. He never sinned. He never did anything wrong, ever, okay? And so when he dies on the cross, you heard about how he dies on the cross. We had Easter the other day. You know, we had Easter buns and the hot cross buns and the Easter eggs. It's actually all about Jesus. 2,000 years ago, he died on a cross.
2,000 years ago.
Yeah, the 80s were going then too.
Was around back then.
80s was around then.
Hey,
80s. The 80s has been going forever.
That's right.
It's eternal
Sledge,
music.
Don't you know that 80s has always been on?
I don't know, mate. I don't know what came over.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth in 80s.
Oh, I remember now. That's
Adam had a mullet.
Right, he did. And the guitar in his hand.
Anyway. Sorry, go on.
Sorry.
And so when Jesus dies on the cross, what actually happens is he takes upon himself what we deserve for our rejection of God.
That's pretty radical.
It's radical. He's the radicalest radical ever in what he did. And so the Bible says that if you trust in Jesus and trust in his death and resurrection, because, oh, by the way, he didn't stay dead. He did the smackdown.
Smackdown.
He did the smackdown on death.
What's that?
He rose again. He's alive. He physically rose again.
That would have got the chat crowds cheering.
The crowds were cheering, and there's now millions and millions. Throughout history, there's been billions of people who have followed Jesus. They've become his followers because he said, if you trust me, you'll have life forever. So I want to challenge you guys to turn away from the idol of rock and roll and trust in Jesus. What do you think?
Sounds like he rocks.
Yeah. Sounds like Jesus rocks.
If we're going to be a supporting act for anybody, may as well be him, eh?
Yeah.
He's got a few followers.
I think we'll have to listen back on other potties. Potty, is that what it's called? Potty?
Oh,
we
pronounce it with a D. Potty.
Isn't that like
potty? You can go to the toilet here if you want, but I'd prefer it if you didn't.
Oh, right.
Potty.
We should wrap up. I've just got to say thanks, guys, for coming. It's great that you're now Christian. Looking forward to hearing some of your Christian music.
Definitely.
Have you got anything you can sing for us now?
Remember that sellout band we played for, that Foot Switch?
Yeah,
oh, well,
Foot Switch.
Yeah,
alright.
Love
demo,
right.
They're like
full into
it. Definitely made us sound good.
Alright, well, we better head off, mate.
Yeah.
Can you guys remember the email address we were talking to each other?
www.tammyandthemindspace.com/ Tammy and the Wolverines.
Oh, no. You were communicating with us. Oh, remember when you first found us?
www.ccc.com.
Do you remember the email address as well?
Lucius, mate. He's Welsh.
Yeah. Come on, Lucius.
All right. In my Welsh accent, I'll tell you the email address. It is ccecyouth@gmail.com.
You going to sing a song about that?
Do you want us to go out with one of our numbers from tonight?
Oh, that'd be really good.
What tune do you want to hear?
One of them.
You give love a bad name.
Count us in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shepherd of the heart, and you're too brave, darling. You give love a bad name. You play the run, and you play your game. You give love a bad name.
Bad name.
You give love a bad name.
How's that?
I pledge allegiance to the band.
minutes of it.
Well, we're gonna say goodbye. Thanks, guys. You
no
guys
worries.
Are fantastic.
Good to meet you, Dave.
Peace out. I look forward to seeing Dan tomorrow, and hope you're enjoying the Potty Royales.
Who is this Dan fella?
Oh, he's a gorgeous, gorgeous looking man, and it's going to be good times. This has been the longest Potty Express Royale ever.